Blog Talk Radio.
Love. Shout out again to the Ohio State DJs, the squad DJs, for inviting me to host their second Monday conference calls. We showing so much love, and tonight I'm going to have a little bit of fun. Shout out to my co-host, the lovely truth teller in the building with me. And even though he's really early, I didn't even expect it. I have somebody who I have to treat really special. So once I figure out how to treat him special, I'm going to open up his mic and shit, because I ain't that good at being nice to guys or whatnot. Like, I like being mean. Mean is easier. Or maybe we'll get truth teller to give him a tongue roll or whatever.
Like, no, truth teller tongue rolls are not free.
If I tell you the tongue roll, you going tongue roll, goddammit. Don't act like that. I'm your host,
yes, Mommy.
Inspire, my beautiful co-host, Truth Telling the Building. And who I'm talking about is so special. It's somebody who got me actually started with doing the internet radio shows. And the only guy that's ever humped on my leg. If I do say so, yeah. That's, he gets that title too. Shout out to my homeboy, Fame Black, famous, definitely your lover. Well, we could call him a lot of stuff, ladies, but he's definitely a ladies' man. Welcome back to Philly Shine Radio, Fame. How you been?
Oh, I'm on?
Yeah.
I heard the intro coming up. It was too funny.
You know,
it feels good to be back though. Like I've been off the mat for quite a while.
Mhm. I know how that feels. I just isolated myself for a little while too. So welcome back. I know how it is. You gotta, you know, make sure that you're centered. You got all your everything cool with yourself before you can do anything else. You know what I'm talking about?
Well, yeah. I mean, you know, I became real complacent with my place in the music world, and that's not good if you're not a millionaire. So I had to leave.
Yeah, that's definitely no good. I think I told one of my interns earlier, I'm like, look, we only split millions, like, so until then we got to run, like, for real, like, nobody got time for the small change. But give us a little update, tell us what's going on, besides the collab, you gonna probably choke out of me.
I have to. But
you have to
listen,
choke the collab out of me.
You should smack that ass and you'll do it.
No, Trutella. Only you can smack my ass. But go ahead. Let Fame talk. Go ahead, Fame.
I'm sorry.
No, listen, I've, like, since I left, I've been, you know, I had to leave because, like I said, I was too complacent. I left. I went out, bought me a house, started a business, focused everything kind of on just personal growth and where, you know, figuring out where I really wanted to be. Did I really want to do this music thing, or was it just a young dream, or what it was? And when I came to the conclusion, I came to the conclusion a week ago at a Key West event. Shout out to Key West.
No, we don't do that here.
Whatever that stands for anybody.
I'm joking. But go ahead.
No, I'm just gonna say it. I'm gonna call it spade a spade. Whatever that means for anybody. Shout out, because I was at his event. I showed love. I showed support. And I ran into Baby Doll, and Baby Doll was just like, you were the most entertaining person I had ever seen.
Look at you. You've been out the loop. You call people they old names or whatnot.
I told she tried to correct me. I told her she'll be Baby Doll to me forever. So she laughed it off.
Okay, well then I'll stand corrected. Nothing wrong with it.
And but she told me, she was like, you know, you were one of the most entertaining people I've ever met in my life. What happened?
No,
and
man.
I'm just like, but I'm, you know, you forget. Like I've been in the suburbs, white people. I got my own business now. I forgot that people need this entertainment. I'm thinking people are getting it, and people are not getting it.
You know what? I do that too. And then once you put it like that, I definitely do that too. Sometimes I fall back, like, oh, well, they got this. Let me do something else. But no, honey.
But they don't. They don't got it.
Apparently,
it's a real state of emergency.
You're
here,
not only
in Philadelphia, but just, you know, our independent music scene in general.
But you know what? One thing about you, which I like and I don't understand, what we're talking about, Fame, and then, like, even when I was joking when I say him to my leg, but it was like it fit with what he was doing at that point in the song. So Fame is the type of person, he will crawl on the ground if he has to. He will, you know what I mean, take a girl's clothes off on stage if he has to. He's like a performer, like, so you got a little young little Michael Jackson, Prince, Jay-Z, Beyonce mixed into one, like, you just like all of it or whatever. So definitely shout out to you, and I gotta get some of your music on deck, and I'm going to check out more people who are tuning in the switchboard. Definitely press one if you got any shout outs, if you want to talk to us and show off or whatever. I had to show some special attention, like I said, to my homie, Fame Black, who's going to bring out some more new shit for us. And every time you do stuff, it's a good event, and I like the build-up as well. And might I say, you sound very mature. You sound real mature and shit. Like, You can tell that little baby girl got you, what's her name, Lexus, right?
What?
What's your daughter's name? Ain't it like something spectacular like that?
Lucy.
Lucy. Lexus. I'm sorry, I was close. I was far from it. I'm so sorry.
You had the L right,
Lucy. Shut up.
I was on your side. Goodness gracious.
I know, but I'm
going to jump on his.
Yeah, jump on his side.
But, no, you know where the maturity came from? No, I'm not going to lie, because I had a lot of immature years in me, and I still had a lot to go. But, I mean, yeah, it came from raising my daughter and my family and stuff like that. But, I mean, I was writing songs about just fucking every girl in the world, which is cool, but it's not as cool as fucking, like, two or three women. Well.
That's some grown man shit if I ever heard it.
So, I can't be,
I like that.
Because when I'm 18 or whatever, I had dick for days. I could have fucked any girl at any given time. But now the music is like, hey, come here. I'm going to fuck your brains out for a couple days and see how you feel. But it's only one. It's a bit different.
A silly, shiny exclusive.
That's the little ladies, man. Like I said, I gave a little intro. I'm take some time to play some music, actually. I wanted to show some love, actually, to an artist who's performing with me on Sunday at the Block. We definitely hit me up if you need your tickets for Unplugged Music Concert. And it's going to be a Fashion Express fashion show. It's going to be too many great artists performing. Everybody has their show set up. Everybody's going to be definitely in their bag doing their thing. Like, you know what I mean? It's about stepping stuff up. Wait a minute. I don't even think it is loaded yet. They're going to blog talk, being blog talk.
I remember that shit.
Oh, no, I got it. But this is a song from my homie Peen. It's called The City. We're going to check it out. And I've seen a few calls from the 215 and 770. I'll definitely get a chance to talk to you. We bust it up before the show is over. But check this out. This is Peen, The City. I like this shit.
I'm from the PHILLY, the 215, that's where them niggas let it fly. From the PHILLY, the 215, that's where them niggas let it fly. And I do it for my city, damn right, my city, yeah, just do it for my city, damn right, my city, yeah, just do it for my city, damn right, my city, yeah, just do it for the city. Where I'm from, you know it's Philly, what's up? From a city where you hooping or you move king. I'm talking about that street magic, no David Blaine. And for your failure, point no fingers, you don't want to blame. So get up off your ass, cause they say that time is money. And you wasting time, so I guess you wasting money. This shit ain't hard, I'm destined to be a star. And team focus, won't stop until the world know who we are. My drive will take me far, the places I never been. Blow that kush up in the wind, this city don't ever spin shit. But then again, nigga, just check the crime rate. The ones that say they real always be the ones that's fake. And I ain't perfect, but I try my best to never make mistakes. The Fresh Prince, I hold my talents, help me fill up banks. Yeah, and earn some respect. But this the city where the women give up pussy for a check. I'm from the PHILLY, the 215, that's where them niggas let it fly. From the PHILLY, the 215, that's where them niggas let it fly. And I do it for my city, damn right, my city, yeah, just do it for my city, damn right, my city, yeah, just do it for my city, damn right, my city, yeah, just do it for the city. Where I'm from, you know it's Philly, what's up? I'm one swaggedelic nigga, I live for nights, I can't of fame. I see the bigger picture, man, that shit can't fit a frame. I'm reppin' Master Street, never forgetting where I came. I swear it's a blessing to paint these pictures with these words, baby. I ain't got no license, but I'm trying to drive them curves. Ain't trying to work your nerves, just give you what you deserve. Let's fuck again after we finish this herb. I'm from the P-H-I-L-L-Y. The 215, that's where them niggas let it fly. From the P-H-I-L-L-Y. The 215, that's where them niggas let it fly. And I do it for my city, damn right. My city, I just do it for my city, damn right. My city, yeah, I do it for my city, damn right. My city, I just do it for the city. Where I'm from, you know it's Philly, what's up? Let me hear you rep your set. North Philly, South Philly, Southwest, West Philly. Uptown, just hold it down. And Vine Dutch got the city saying I'm around. My brother Jay said, Payne, don't never sign nothing. But if that money right, I think I gotta sign something. A million ain't a lot, you rappers just be aiming low. I need some more dough, I gave myself some time to grow. That's why these rappers couldn't stand it with me toe to toe. They watching for the hook, I'm Joe Frazier with the flow. Your old man, I get your shorty, that's just how it go. So Michelle Basquiat, I paint a picture with the flow. Now let me hear you rep your set. North Philly, South Philly, Southwest, West Philly. Uptown, just hold it down. Can't catch us on the 6 and you can find us on a pound. I'm from the P-H-I-L-L-Y. The 215, that's where them niggas let it fly. From the
very talented. Good music, team. Shout out to team doing his thing. My city, definitely a talented artist. And like I said earlier before I played the song, he will be performing live on Sunday at the Blockley. We love the Blockley. Like, definitely, definitely a great stage. It's like a better Mill Creek, you know what I mean? Definitely. Still love Mill Creek. Shout out to Mill Creek. Still love Mill Creek. Even though I'll never do another show there, but I still love Mill Creek. Yeah. But shout out to everybody listening in. Like I said, definitely press the number one if you would like to join in on the show tonight. I'm going to see if I get one of my favorite Twitter friends to call in the show tonight to talk about tonight's topic. He's very opinionated and always judging everything.
What's the topic?
Tonight's topic is, what's the worst lie somebody's ever told you, and how did you find out the truth about it? Whether if it's business or personal or one of your friends. Like, sometimes I like to see how, I guess you could say, lies unravel. And definitely like to talk about fraud-ass, corny-ass people, like talking to my homegirl earlier today. And part of the reason why, you know what I mean, a lot of things don't get done, me speaking as an artist, me speaking as somebody trying to get things done in the music industry, you know what I mean, dealing with people, a lie will hold everything up, you know what I mean? And like, come on now, who likes to have to deal with that type of bullshit, you know what I mean? So even for you, Fame, like, what sticks out? I don't really need to go in, because I think only I'm going to be specific, and I got another special caller calling in. We're going to be real specific about these liars.
You know something? I really could not specify. Like, I would have to, like, sit down and really, really sit and think about it, because people lie to me now every day, because, I mean, every fucking day, because, you know, of the business that I'm in, and there's a lot of bullshit, not only in music, but, you know, in the adult industry where I work, it's just so much bullshit that piles up every day. It's, like, amazing.
Yeah. You know,
so,
what?
I mean,
that's cool. That's
I mean,
cool.
the best way I could possibly describe like the worst lie is people that don't know how to lie. Like people, like a girl will tell me, "Oh my God, I just got into this terrible car accident. I can't make it." Blah blah blah, and then be on Facebook like, "Hey, about to go party with the girls." 10 seconds later, like, "All right, bitch, I have your Facebook. You fucking lied to me." And then I'll comment on that status and be like, "Oh yeah, how you gonna get there without your car?" And they'll be like, "I know, right?"
Oh God. That's real, real bad. Like, I've never had anybody lie to me, and they're actually on Facebook with it. Oops. Spoke too soon. I forget. I see a bunch of lies on Facebook.
Could be called lie book.
Yeah, definitely. It should be called lie book.
Lie to your Facebook. There you go.
Well, definitely, I appreciate you even giving us something. Because sometimes, you know, I want people to sometimes think of topics, you know what I mean? Sometimes we'll have something easy, you know what I mean? You can think about, like, when was the last time that you were pleasured or whatever. But, no, tonight, I just want to talk some shit because there's a lot of people who I really feel as though hold things up, you know what I mean? They hold people up. You're trying to make some money, you're trying to make some moves, and all you're doing is lying. Oh, yeah, I got that chick. Oh, yeah, I'm hot. Oh, yeah. That's the worst. The worst lie I cannot stand. And sometimes I'll be too busy to check on it, but I hate when somebody be like, "Yo, my song hot as shit. Just play that Jordan." And then I get it on the show, and I'm like, we're playing a new song because we got to keep it entertaining. Somebody just pressed one. Ooh, is a new special someone, but definitely want to shout out 302-584. Welcome to Philly Shine Radio. What's good?
What's going on? This Nash 215 on Twitter and shit. What's up with you?
Chilling. We talking shit or whatever. I got my lovely co-host, Truth Teller. Make sure you say hi to her.
What's going on, Truth Teller? What's up with you? Y'all good?
Not much. Yeah, just trying to find out the truth with the, you know, the honest fire.
Yes. We're getting to the truth tonight. And then also my homie, Shane Black, who's definitely a talented artist. And Nash, we all might either end up working all together. I've been DMing Nash and talking to him about your aspirations, actually. You want to even, like, let everybody know a little bit about what you have coming up, being the young man that you are, Nash?
I just turned 21 and shit, and I just came back to Philly. I moved out of Philly when I was, like, maybe 11. Mom was like, "Yo, we got to get out of here. It's, like, it's too hot here. I don't want you growing up here." So I'm thinking, like, "Yo, Mom, you a bitch or something? Like, why are we moving? Did you, like, rob somebody's shit? Like, why are we moving?" Real shit. So,
I was on a whole caper. Y'all didn't go to Mexico. You just moved out of Philly.
Yeah, like, so I came back to Philly and shit to go back to school because I'm trying to be trying to have my own clothing line and shit. So I'm in school for that. I'm in school for fashion design. So then I got hooked up with some people, Dame Dollar, Tiz, Umar, Twin, and shit. Like, they put me on to some comedy skits on YouTube and shit. So now we all working together, trying to, you know, make money and shit, trying to keep Philly entertained and shit, trying to show the world, like, what Philly really working with and shit. Because, like, ain't nobody, it's, like, really people that's out there that's sitting there saying they grinding, they doing this, they doing that, but we don't see shit. So we about to just come through and take this whole shit over and just, like, make it pop again, like, make Philly get really back on the map and shit.
That's one of the biggest lies ever, ain't it?
Right.
Yeah,
everybody
like,
grinding, ain't nobody got nothing.
Yeah, like, you grinding. How the fuck you trap every day? You still wearing the same Dickies and shit, like. The girls that be like, "Yo, my pussy to the oils," but I hit and I just be sitting there dancing and shit, like, still being able to function. If you got the oils and shit, I should be on my ass, like, oh shit, damn, I can't even function and shit. They push you whack this shit.
What the hell did you hit me in my head with? I know you ain't move off the bed, but bitch, what the fuck you hit me with?
You know what? I definitely appreciate you calling in tonight and showing love, but I fucked with everything that you're saying, and like, even like, you know what I mean? The few text messages that we sent, I see you got a good head on your shoulder, and I need to surround myself with go-getters like yourself. It's a bunch of us. We definitely working together. Shout out to Ella and I, everybody, Ella and I, doing their motherfucking thing. They trying to get me to come to the studio tonight, do some little vamp life shit. You know what I mean?
Right.
But that's what it is. You can't sleep, so we ain't sleeping. I actually got some new music on deck from Paul. Tiz 8 Game Dunny, what's up, Neil? This joint is crazy. The music from LVS, crazy. And, of course, fresh off the conference call last night, I got to say, guys, I love all the DJs that I know. I love them all. Shout out to DJ Will Money from Ohio, all the Ohio State DJs, everybody, X-Squad DJs. They let me host their second. They do it every second Monday. You know, they break records. We had a whole little schedule of everybody who we were showing off. Shout out to Tavoria, Debo. He was hot as shit. The ladies, Lois Lane, they had some hot music. You know what I mean? Just playing music. And, of course, I definitely had to squeeze in some Philly tracks. So right along with everybody from Atlanta, people from Indianapolis, people from New York, we're calling people from Boston, people from Ohio, I definitely put that Philly music in there with it. So I'm just trying to let everybody know I'm trying to help move music and promote and breaking records, pushing shit like beyond just Philly, but beyond Philly I'm working, but Philly is about to fill our movement like real crazy, the whole entire Tri-State area. And we're organized. Shout out to everybody listening on the line. Definitely, if you want to join in, make sure you press the 1, and we'll get in tonight. Our topic is, give us the worst or even like the funniest lie that a person tried to get away with telling you, and how did you find out that it was the truth? You know what I mean? Like, how did you find out? Well, what was the truth? Not that it was the truth. That it, you know what I mean? Bullshit people do. But you want to answer the question, the truth teller?
Yeah, I can give you one. You know, I
might want another one from you, though. I definitely might want another one from you. But go ahead, honey.
Okay, this is about 06 through my, you know, PL days, you know. This one dude, right, he was nice on the phone. He was telling me, he said, yeah, I'll wait.
Wait a minute, did you say PL? Wait. Fair forward.
Yes,
I'm gonna rewind.
PL.
PL,
yes,
for
the
party line,
days.
For the people who are not.
That's silly shit.
Oh, yeah,
the loop and shit. I remember the loop and shit.
Oh, the loop, oh my God.
Tell your story.
Yeah, this is a nigga from Studio 55, but anyway, talking to this nigga, right? We talked for like weeks at a time. He's like, yeah, I'm like 5'11". I weigh like, how much you say, like 300? Come to find out. No. 5'11", 300 is not fat. That's kind of stock.
5'11", 260 is pushing it. You know what I mean? Like for a guy.
No, but some people can carry their weight well if they like.
We're carrying,
you know,
wearing his dick. Like, where is he? We're carrying. Sorry,
but like,
sorry,
like some people
that
might be muscular and just stocky. Like,
I'm not telling your story. I'm so sorry, honey. I'm sorry. I wasn't there.
But let me tell you, I see this nigga. This nigga must weigh like He must weigh over 400 pounds.
God damn.
Jesus Christ.
Fuck your day, Rakishi. Rakishi son and shit.
Yo, I'm like, really?
Yo, that's fucked up.
That's
real.
I'm gonna edit
the topic a little bit. I really don't want to hear about your little scary blonde date story because that's your goddamn fault, goddamn it. Like, that's your fault. Like, you can expect something's going to be alive. You meet somebody, you never saw them before. You know what I mean? Something's going to be different. Like, either they pictures from, like, 3 years ago. Or,
oh, yeah.
Or they showing a baby picture. Like, oh, I look young. Like, nigga, baby picture. Like, what the fuck,
nigga, that was you, like, 10 years ago. Look at you now. Gray hair, gray in your beard.
But, actually, I have, What were you going to say? Was that Nash?
I see some of the Jones, they be like, yeah, I'm sexy as shit. They got, like, a porn star that's never been, like, viewed that much picture up there. And then when you see them, they look like Rasputia and shit.
Oh, hell no.
Them bitches be ugly as shit.
What's all about Rasputia?
Some music actually from somebody. I'm waiting for him to call in. I'm gonna play the track while I wait for him to call in or whatever. But I gotta say, like, this is one of my favorite tracks from out of Sales Flash, Gunny Engineering. Definitely real great music. Shout out to my homeboy MP featuring McVay. Well, McVay, I'm waiting for him to call in because he's been on his grind. A lot of crazy music. But y'all check out this shit. It's called The Ghetto. Real shit. Like, definitely Dunny's made that beat. You know what I mean? About to take the game over. Why can't I hear it? Can y'all hear it? Oh, there you go.
A poor,
yeah,
decently populated city district. Occupied by a minority ethnic group linked together by economic hardship and social restrictions. I say the ghetto is where hustlers is that's trying to get to a next dollar, that's out in this hip-hop game trying to make it do what it do. I say ghetto is like MPEE. I say ghetto is BBF. I say ghetto is Sound Splash. I say ghetto is hip-hop. That's what I say ghetto is. The ghetto. Hardship. Grind. Get to it. Let's get it.
Yeah. Fight fast.
Wings and rice, a product of the ghetto. Newports and weed, a product of the the ghetto. The beef never settle. I roll with the bitches. Chrome snub, get plugged like a socket. I pop it, watch them niggas take off like a rocket. Nice knowing you, I'm showing you the rules. You a hardware shop, don't keep showing me your tools. You wouldn't squeeze cheese or pop a balloon. I'm in my bag, these niggas pull me out my cocoon. Now I'm a butterfly, wonder why I sling butter still. Barbecue rappers had to throw them on another grill. Presto, where your chest go, your vest go. Put the burner in your hand, you riding, then let's go. MPEE, a product of the ghetto. Fried wings and rice, a product of the ghetto. New ports and weed, a product of the ghetto. The beef never settles. MPEE, a product of the ghetto. Fried wings and rice, a product of the ghetto. New ports and weed, a product of the ghetto.
Say,
the beef never settles.
Big paper. I ain't gonna lie, it's like a jungle where I'm from. When niggas stick to the hustle, bout they money where I'm from. Everybody don't ride, but it's a muscle where I'm from. And if you motherfuckers try, it's a must you bust your gun. I'm from the pound block, bitch. Say your street the back block. Killers like old dog, known for letting the Mac pop. Niggas hustle hard and them bitches fucking for jackpot. Niggas turn the basement of they mama crib to trap spot. Robberies and they ain't looking for a bag. Got talking home invasions, niggas looking for a stash spot. Niggas hate in the ghetto that I'm a product of. So I rely on my metal whenever drama comes. Real talk, I ain't gon' lie to ya. I've been getting money, bitch, and I done sold a lot of drugs. Started out with Nixon, escalated to a collie plug. I be in the hood, cause that's where I get a lot of love. So if you looking for me, you know where to find me. When them bitches looking for me, they know where to find me. With they hand up, asking for that Remy shit. Cause they'll suck a nigga good for 20 years. Red bottoms, not a problem. Put your pussy on his dick, hold like it's a condom. Yeah, cause I'm a product of the ghetto. Beef, I don't settle, I squeeze and I let go.
MPEE, product of the ghetto. That's my shit. Shout out to my boy McVay. Actually, got him on the line right now. Welcome back to Philly Shine Radio. What's good?
Honest, what's up, Honest?
Chilling, chilling, chilling. Rocking out my co-host, Truth Teller. Make sure you say hi to her.
What's up? What's good? What's up with y'all? I
Truth
just tuned in, so.
Truth Teller, we can't hear her.
I'm back.
Don't be muting your phone. I'll mute you. It's like, no.
What's good, though?
McVay, welcome back. I know you got some new music. I know this song is old, but music is timeless. It's supposed to be good each and every time you hear it, so definitely rocking out with
you. We heating up, though, Anna. You know that. We definitely heating up. I said, we heating up. You ain't even get a copy of the mixtape, but that's my bad.
That's good. That's good. Well, tell us about it. Definitely shout out to Twitter and your shit so we can, you know what I mean, be able to follow you, check you out. Well, for those of you guys who aren't.
You can follow me on Twitter, McVay_215. Follow me on Facebook, McVay Fayette. Or you can follow me on Instagram, McVay_BP, B as in big, P as in paper.
Big paper. Nice. We fuck with it. What you got coming up? So what's the mixtape? What's the name of it?
Hey, recognize the real, separate the fake. You know, it's loaded. 23 tracks on the junk. It's bangers. It's bombs, like, you know what I mean?
That's hot.
The good side, bad side, single right now on Power 99. That joint gets spun very white as well as You On Your Grind on Power 99. Shout out Cosmic Kev. He be, you know, showing me love. Shit like that.
That's good. Yeah, definitely. That's what's up. And actually, I like that that title, and that's actually kind of what our topic is for tonight. What's the worst lie somebody's ever told to you, and how did you find out that it was a lie?
Wow. I mean, y'all back. Dang.
I mean, it could be funny. It don't have to be, like, nothing too serious. I'm being specific because I'm tired of these lying-ass motherfuckers thinking that I don't know if they're lying. You know what I'm talking about?
Hey, I've been lied to so much. I don't even know, man. Y'all can't skip me. I don't even think I remember none of y'all lying-ass people tonight. I've been lied to so much.
Oh, fuck all them lies. That's basically what I want to be able to do tonight, definitely say. Fuck all those lies, and definitely fucking A to all you callers calling in. Like, it's fucking awesome. Definitely happy for everybody tuning in with us live on Philly Shot Radio. If you have anything you want to say, if you press 1, your number will shoot to the top of the switchboard, and I'll see that you're... You know what I mean? You have a question or comment or you got a shout-out or whatever. And we're going to have the exclusive interview with you, McVay. I got to play some of your music. Damn, Cosmic Cat beat me and shit. I got to, you know what I mean? I'm going to bring DJ Buzzworthy on it. Cause
yeah, man, you got Buzz go MIA on me, man.
He did?
Yeah. We still grind heavy. We get it in. But you got to catch Buzz.
Yeah. No, I
you really, really, really on your job and you really on it. And I don't think that you want to really play, you know, run and catch. I think you just want to stay focused and just grind. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
then you're just catching in the midst of it.
Definitely. Well, in the meantime, like I said, I'm here. We working hard. You got to check out the new LNI music. You know what I mean? LNI, shout out to everybody. Doing their motherfucking thing with us. You know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
It's real, real. We trying to just show love and show off. Definitely thanks for everybody tuning in tonight. And whoever can, you know what I mean, show some love to this topic. Like I said, I have to vent, you know what I mean? And I would say, for me, the worst lie that somebody's ever told, like I was on this party or whatever, and this boy was like, yo, we're going to get everything. We're going to have caterers. We're going to have balloons. We're going to have all these naked women. We're going to have all fly niggas. Yo, it's going to be the shit. It's going to be that, this and the third. Then, like, 3 weeks later, he called me like, yo, can you get your girlfriend to cook the food for us? What? How do we go from a caterer to now you want some my homegirl chicken because you had it and it was good? Like, what the fuck?
Yo, I need your homegirl. I need Kiki to make the chicken. I need Cookie to make the potato salad because I like her potato salad. I need Lisa, you know, to make the regular salad because I like the little dressing she makes. You know,
fuck having a cater.
Yo, that's funny as shit. No offense to my homegirl because she definitely could cook. But how you going to say, like, we got a 5-star caterer coming through? We got a 5-star caterer. And then you
like, it's just chicken that she shake up in a paper bag. That's it.
Shut up, shake and beat. But what you going to say, Shane?
Is it an email or, like, you know, email account to Philly Shine Radio where... Well, you know, other artists or, you know, unsigned people, you know, that want to get their music played or heard, is it like, you know, a Gmail that they can send their music to?
Well, I will broadcast it out because I do like to screen the artists who I'm promoting, but I'll definitely make sure I check your phone so that you can get it. I like how you act. That was real professional. Like, you keep the artist mode and you do it very well, McVay. I should say myself, you know what I mean? Definitely the artist, but I'm going to make sure you get my email address. I just don't, I will never want to have that type of email that's just full of crap and that's nothing that I don't pay attention to. So I don't really just pass it out. I want to make sure I know that it's coming so I can also get that artist attention too because I don't claim to be anybody that's here for every fucking body. I'm not here for everybody.
So can I flag you?
What you say?
So can I flood you?
You can flood me. I need more music than Cap McKev got on you. Let's put it like this. I'm about to tweet him and tell him that. Like, I got more Big Bay music than me. Like, what's going on? Like, I don't even appreciate that, but definitely salute. I love Kev, yo.
I fucking love Kev. I think he definitely put on for people who want to shout out Big Face Dunning too. Yes, you definitely do. Definitely shout him out. Big up to Fame too.
Fame, you call back in and show some love. And the next song I'm actually going to play is one of the songs we featured last night on the conference call for my homeboy Looney Tunes, who is out of ATL, Florida. Now, my homie's been working so hard. He actually has a track that he produced for Rihanna coming out on her next CD entitled Love Song. And from what I heard, Jay-Z typed, named the song. So the song has a lot of history. It's a banger. They got little clips on it on YouTube. So definitely salute.
So when is it out?
I think her CD comes out next Monday or something like that, but you can't even hear the song until next Monday. So it's the next Monday and next weekend I probably will be going crazy for Louis Tunes, and I do love Rihanna. But this is his song Exotic, and my Philly niggas will love it because talking about what we love to do. So check it out, y'all.
What up, Lon?
Andy produced it.
Lon Tom.
I'm a sound with some niggas.
Big Joe. Exotic. Cushion my legs. Yeah, going down, blowing on that ooey, we smell like a pound. Exotic, 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 exotic. I got it, I got it, I got it, I got it. Bad bitches with me, I blew them all in town. Young niggas front line, we got plenty of rounds. Exotic, 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 exotic. I got it, I got it, I got it, I got it. That's my logo.
Logo.
Wanna book a show called Coco.
Hey,
how you living, loaded? YOLO. All you niggas still rockin' Bolo.
Hey.
Hit her one time,
hey.
She wants some Momo.
Hey.
You can have that bitch.
Hey.
That my ho-ho.
Oh.
I got some
mo-ho.
Load a condo. Cushion in the air, blowin' hella smoke.
Hey. Cushion my lane,
yeah, it's going down. Blowing on that ooey, we smell like a pound. Exotic, 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 exotic. I got it, I got it, I got it, I got it. Bad bitches with me, I flew them all in town. Young niggas front line, we got plenty of rounds. Exotic, 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 exotic. I got it, I got it, I got it, I got it.
Shelly,
from the West Coast,
West Coast.
OG smoke, it'll burn your throat,
burn your throat.
Dip it in the lean for the flavor,
flavor.
Dip it in the lean for the flavor,
flavor.
Exotic,
exotic.
Kushal in my body,
body.
Honestly in my wallet,
wallet.
Bottle in my pocket,
pocket.
Blowing on that Bobby,
Bobby.
Ride round with that Gotti,
Gotti.
Hold me in the lobby,
lobby.
Hold me in the lobby, yeah.
Push in my lean,
yeah, it's going down. Blowing on that ooey, we smell like a pound. Exotic, 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 exotic. I got it, I got it, I got it, I got it. Bad bitches with me, I flew them all in town. Young niggas front line, we got plenty of rounds. Exotic, 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 exotic. I got it, I got it, I got it, I got it.
My whip foreign, my back boring. I'm all around the world, it's like I'm world touring. You don't make it rain,
rain,
but I keep it pouring. On that jet fuel,
yeah.
I'm in the cloud touring. My girl exotic too, I keep a passport. You hustle backwards,
backwards.
I hustle fast forward
too. So many diamonds in my damn chain,
that's what the cash for. Your girl can't ignore it.
Pushing my lane, yeah, it's going down. Blowing on that ooey, we smell like a pound. Exotic, 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 exotic. I got it, I got it, I got it, I got it. Bad bitches with me, I flew them all in town. Young niggas front line, we got plenty of rounds. Exotic, 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 exotic. I got it, I got it, I got it, I got it, I got it.
Exotic. That's my shit. I fucked with that joint. And shout out to my homie Fiend Blake. I said he's going to email me some music. So I just sent
you. Am I back on?
Yeah, you back on. I just sent you all some music. And I will be waiting to hear that. You know what? I can't stand truth telling.
What?
When I name a song something and I forgot what I named it and I can't find it. Because sometimes, I swear to God, I'll name a song like it's Jorn Hot. This joint hot too, like.
Yo, boy, she's like, say this song. I'm like, what song? It ain't no song called. Girl,
you can't find it. But I'm an organizer. Switch world. It's way better than it was when we first used to do the joint. I think this might be it. No, this can't be it.
I'm gonna tell you too, right? But wait. It snitches on you. It really snitches on you. It tell you when you're muted and unmuted, like, unmuted.
Oh, well, you talking about you talking about the conference call?
Niggas are trying you because you sit behind.
Oh, that's the remix, John. I don't know what that is. Oh, that's not it.
That's
but I'm trying to find the music or whatever. Bear with me or whatever. I don't know why the song up here. Definitely, I'll get a chance to show off and figure out where the song is. What song I'm talking about is that joint, What's Up, Neil, Big Face, Honey, shout out to Reaching Bull, and Still They Game. They did they motherfucking thing on that shit. That shit crazy, like, crazy.
So,
crazy.
I gotta say, Still's hair is long as hell, too.
Look at you.
But he's younger, though.
He's
younger, though.
I'm not robbing no cradles. We gotta show some love to Stiz. Like, he's not only an artist, he's acting. He got a bunch of videos. He do his thing. You know what I'm saying? So definitely salute Ape Gang Stiz. He do his little thing.
Yes. Keep it up. As long as you keep it up, you know Philly Shine will support you.
Yeah, definitely. And then I see a couple of people listening on the line. I'm going to get to you, Carlos, one second. I just want to make sure I get to this music, you know, because that's why we're here, to check out some music and show love. And then,
yeah,
like
I
said,
they want stories, too.
I got some stories myself, too. But I also want to show some love. Like I said, the conference call last night was really really a good look. I appreciated everybody who was on the line, so I definitely still got to show some love to my VIPs, you know. And we got some good music from the women, too. Cray, cray, crazy fucking music from these women, you know what I mean? But this is...
taking over.
This is a little snippet, I guess. It's not even a full song. I don't know. But we're going to check out a little bit of my boy King, Check On Me, a little radio edit snippet. We're going to get some more music, and we're going to get back to the callers and see what's good. I see we still got Nash with us, Nash 215, still on Philly Shine Radio. Appreciate
it.
Yeah, appreciate it.
Yeah,
chill with us.
Very much.
Chill with us. We showing off.
I got a check. If you got more than $1 in your pocket, you got a check. What's happening? Turn up.
Check on me. Everybody know I got a check on me. Check on me. Everybody know I got a check on me. Check on me. Everybody know I got a check. Everybody know I got a check. Everybody know I got a check. Her graduation, no patience, fast lane, fast life, champagne, keep my campaign, suckers be down in me, man. King. long on a throne and I'm gone in my zone all night long. On my way out of space, broke, get out my way. On my way to Pluto, my mama told me I'm too cold. I just fat sumo, I kick this judo, yeah. Check on me.
Hungry for hundreds, 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 hungry for hundreds.
So, bruh, for that money, kill niggas in cold blood. Show no love, pull a toaster and do a nigga in with no gloves. That paper we chasing, full speed, homie, no pacing. Gotta track hard or die slow. Handle that rock like Rondo. We on one, I stay scheming. You eat while I starve, you straight dreaming. Gotta get mine by any means. That watch nice, that's what you want for me. Had niggas on my team, we was all about dreams. They started acting funny, now it's all about me. I'ma get mine regardless, cause I refuse to be solving. I'm
hungry for
paper, stack of tall skyscraper. We ride around and we getting it. Maybe that's why they hate us. My phone popping, we doing numbers. Block hot, but we still pumping. Niggas came and squashed that beef, but a week later we still dumping. We hungry for them Ben Franks, so we paper chasing each and every day. They pump faking, I'm show stopping. I'm putting on they cop blocking. I'm doing me, they girl is too. That's why you mad, but that's all on you. Gotta hit the streets and try to get something. That's why she mad, all because you ain't. Me the block twerk, and that's a known fact. You can bet that. Hey, Phoenix, South Philly, they no mag. I'm serious, no lie, bro. We was throwing numbers like the lotto. Started pronto, then re-up. Never been robbed, I'm G'd up. Cause my 40 bang and my K-Do too. Got people to vouch and say the same about you. Living life in the fast lane to get that chain. Still repping the hood, and ain't a damn thing change up.
Big Brands, Hungry for Hunted. Definitely, it's my shit. Big up to everybody listening on the line. We have few callers in the building. We still chilling with Nash. Still chilling, rocking out with us. Fame's still with us. And of course, stuff ain't going nowhere. Big ups, big ups. We have a caller from out the 302 area code. 302-715. Welcome to Philly Shine Radio. What's your name? Where are you calling from? Hello? 302? Okay. We're going to
guess they hung up. I guess so. I don't know.
Bang time.
You had bang on him. LeBron James.
267-650. I think I know this number. 267-650. Was that VVS Stone?
Sounding like a diamond in the building.
Big shout out to VVS Stone. I owe you. I needed the number anyway. I'm glad you called in because I'm like, that 650 looks familiar. Definitely, definitely. So I got you on deck. Welcome back to Philly Shine Radio. What's good?
I'm chilling. I'm feeling good. Shout out to everybody that's listening in right now. Everybody doing their thing. Much love from the boy VVS.
Oh, yeah, no doubt, no doubt. Much love to you, too, definitely. What's been up with you, first and foremost? And what's going on with CureHipHop.com?
Oh, man.
Well,
actually, me and my brother is working on the album. We're going to do a collaboration album together. It's called Brotherly Love. Ain't no better name for it because, you know, we biological brothers, so we pretty much putting the album together as
that's
we
hot.
Speak. So
that's
we like now probably had a single out by the middle of December. We'll have a single out rocking out for that joint because the album going to drop in February. So we just pretty much, you know, putting our heads together and working hard, you know, because we pretty much total opposite people. You know what I mean? Like
mm-hmm.
he's one way, I'm the other way. So it's, you know, it's a great collaboration, though. So, you know,
since y'all collaborating, you won actually 2 free hours of studio time. Then it sounds flash. You never got a chance to recoup it before you did our Move the Crowd concert. Even though that joint was crazy, Young Up and Fuck Him
was
lying in.
That joint was nice. I had a good time, though. I definitely had a good time. I definitely. I mean, you know, I always have a good time at all your events, man. I mean, it's crazy how much love and support you show Philly artists. Like, I mean, you show other people out of town love too, but like just Philly artists, like you really like do your thing with us. Like, I mean, you could never knew this person a day in your life and be like, hey, I'm having a showcase tomorrow. Come out and perform. And, you know, and you support them, and you promote them, and you show them love like you knew them all your life. That's love.
You know, and you know why? Because I feel like I'm treated like that. You know what I'm saying? There's been a lot of people who have, I'm not always treated as the best. I ain't even going to lie or whatever, but most of the people treat me very well. So I just try to pay it forward. You know what I'm saying? But it's not hard because the one thing I think artists need to realize, and even, like, you can see a lot of what's going on now in the mainstream, artists aren't by themselves. Like, you got to be in a team of niggas. All your homies got to be, you know what I'm saying, working together.
Exactly.
You got to be able to collab with people. You got to be able to do a show with people. You know what I'm saying? And that's all about the build-up. But definitely,
exactly.
I fucks with artists, you know. I fucks with the ones that fucks with me. If I got to check a couple of them, I definitely do that too. But you, I will say, it's been a pleasure knowing you. Every time I talk to you, it's never any type of any extra. Everything is official tissue, and you're super talented as well. And shout out to your lady as well. And
you know what I mean?
And you definitely got to big up your kitchen and what's going on over there if anybody hungry.
Oh, yeah. We got the Big Slim's Kitchen on 61st and Market, like right on the corner of 61st and Market. You know, the soul food, $5 platters and all that.
$5 platters, and they be open real late, too.
Wait.
Go ahead. Look at
Truth
Color. She on it.
I'm gonna say it, not drag it out. So we got soul food to comfort. We got from soul food to comfort food to good food. Meaning we got your cheese steaks, your chicken cheese steaks, your cheeseburgers to your fried chicken, your fish, your candy yams, your greens,
your beans.
Got mustard. Muscle shrimp.
Ooh, that's
true.
Tell me about
the
truth
true color.
You know,
no tongue roll. No tongue roll. Not yet. All right. But, before I definitely move on, I need some new music. You know what I mean? The second you guys get it, or even something you want me to spend. What do I even have for you on the switchboard? Let me see.
It's been a while, right?
Yeah, let me, oh my goodness, this show went crazy, but I love my new iPad too. You get to scroll through everything so easy. And I'm almost
well, I
gotta
come hijack your iPad too. All right, thank you.
No, you don't. You knew I, shut your face, you knew I had one. But I gotta ask you the topic question. So, actually, I don't even see anything of yours. It's a couple V's, but I don't know if that's you. Maybe I was naming it special shit like I was saying earlier. Sometimes I name Trey something special. I can't find them. My bad.
There's something wrong with her, y'all. We gotta get her fixed, though. But don't let her know I said
so. Nothing wrong with me. I'm perfect. Hang on. So, tonight's topic question is, what is the worst lie you've ever been told? And I see you call it pressing one. We got all these 302s in the building, pressing one, a couple 267s. Let me get to you guys in a minute. But what's the worst lie someone's ever told you? And how was you able to find out that it was a lie? Like, how were you able to find out the truth? Whatever it is, it could be business, whatever. Or, yeah, we're going to put blind dates back on the table. It could be a blind date, too. Like.
I can say mine was, somebody said it, I had a baby.
And, wow.
That's
a crazy one.
She said,
had a baby?
Yeah, this was when I was younger. I was at Glen Mills, and, I was at Glen Mills for 22 months. So for like 2 years, I thought it was my baby. And when I finally came home, was able to, you know, get everything together and find out and actually go see the person and see what was going on. You know, I went and took a DNA test and all that, and it wasn't mine.
Damn.
I mean, I was young, so I didn't have a chance to really pay child support or really do not. Yeah, so I didn't really get a chance to, you know, do all the extra stuff that I wanted to do. You know, I was mad because I was locked up and I couldn't really do what I wanted to do. I got a baby out here, and I want to be home with my baby. Emotionally, it fucked me up, but, I mean,
That's crazy, though, man. Women are
before a stroller.
This is Glen Mills. It's a youth correctional facility. The girl is old. The baby is old. So it's a true story. I'm just ready to attack. She definitely a rider, y'all. So if y'all ever need somebody to rob a bank with or beat somebody in, call truth teller. She riding.
I got $20 for you. I got $20 for you right now. Come down, bro, and Chestnut. Whoop these bitches' ass and shit.
Where you at? We actually got too much to lose, but we will fuck a bitch up off camera.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? We ain't going to. No Twitter, and we're not going to tweet it. You know, we're not going to tweet it. We're just going to do it. You know what I'm saying? That's it.
Kill it. Let them know it's coming.
Kill us moving silence.
Yeah, we got a couple other callers I definitely want to check out. And definitely thank you, DVS Stone, for joining in. And for everybody who does have my email, make sure you give me your music that's copywritten and you got to register for the BDS tracker, because Saturdays I am doing Juke Joint Radio. Shout out to the whole Juke Joint family, No Q Tommy and the crew, C Cam, shout out to you, shout out to Masha T, shout out to DJ Scarfo, shout out to DJ T Dot. I just got hiccups. I hate hiccups. That's the worst thing. I love seasons, but I hate hiccups. I was doing nothing. I just hiccups. It was only one.
I thought you're still growing.
I'm growing. Oh,
yeah, you're still growing.
No, I'm probably shrinking because my son is getting taller than me, but that's another story.
Ass is growing.
I'm just gonna go there. Today is not a freaky Tuesday.
You heard what I said.
No.
Today is not a freaky day, so I'm going to be good.
No, yeah. Tonight's not a freaky day, so you be good too, Fane.
That's cool. Text me later.
I was going to say your ass is growing, but, you know.
All right. We got another caller just to move it along. I'm about to mute Truth Teller. Caller 302. 377. Welcome to Philly Shine Radio. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
My name is Bars. I'm from Wilmington, Delaware.
Your name is Mars?
Bars. B-A-R-Z. Bars.
Bars. Okay. Bars.
My fucking boy.
Wait. I want to shout out to my nigga Nash 215. We came up together. That's like my little bro right there. He's throwing his belt.
My fucking boy.
Okay, yeah, he's on the line. He heard your voice, Bars.
My boy. Hold on, wait. Can I say something to Nash for a second?
Of course you can.
Yeah.
Why not?
These girls sound kind of cute. What they look like?
What's your Twitter, Bars?
Sean got no Twitter.
Listen, I got some real life bars.
Oh, Lord Jesus Christ. Wait a minute, I like him. All right,
you
want to
hear some bars? I'll give you some bars right now.
I definitely want to hear some bars right now.
All right, check me out. I'm going to give you two bars right now. Right now, you listen.
And if they corny, I'm hanging up with you. All
right, well, listen. Well, just check me out. Check me out first. You listen, check me out. Look. All right. Now, I'm a real nigga from my belly to my toe, right? They asked me to kiss some bars, and I'm going to say no.
I don't like it anymore. The worst lie somebody told me was just now when Bars told me he was going to give me some bars, and then they were just horrible bars. And I stamped out because
that was a joking type of bar, though.
He really got
bars. Wait, he said he's going to spit some bars, but that was so far away.
No more bars for both of y'all. Can I redeem myself?
No, how can you redeem yourself? I don't want no more bars. Look, first of all, he hype. He's real hype. We gotta calm you down. Where you go, Bars? All right, Bars is disconnected or something. Bars, I see your call still there. All right, Bars has left the building, which is okay because Bars like, let me. But thank you, Nash. Your people's supporting. I like that. Yeah, I like that. He's over there.
Hey, Nash, can you want to see Bars or was he just, you know,
His name Ray Bars and shit.
When I went to Delaware, I met him, and we had like a little like rap group, like brotherhood type
genre.
So he could really spit some shit. I can email you some shit and you can actually hear what he be saying. But that nigga funny as shit though. He like a light skinned Kevin Hart. He look like Blake Griffin and Yao Ming mix and shit.
He's about to get ate up, though. I was about to eat him up, but I just made me stop.
He's funny as shit, though.
Like,
he got bars.
Is he short, too?
No, No, he's tall as shit. Like, he's 6'4". You probably seen him before, on YouTube and shit.
I wanted to come in his shit, and he deserves a shit just for fucking up like that.
He cool as shit, though.
He's a whole father than me. He deserves to get kicked in the shin. I like that he called in, though. That was a little more funnier, but he showed love. Showing love is important. It's very important to girl honest fire. She likes it when you show her love. When you show the love to Honest Fire, she loves you back. Imagine your faking voice.
Tell her.
No. I get your faking sometimes, man. Me not real Jamaican, but we do that sometimes.
Just faking.
Back to the show tonight. I wanted to get a chance to play some of Fame's music. Did you get a chance to email me, Fame?
It's in there. It's been in there about 20 minutes now.
Damn. Let me see. He exaggerating, y'all. I'm listening to him. He's talking about 20 minutes.
Why she doing that?
Why didn't I hear the little iPad sound? I got it. Oh. Sorry, I've had it on 20 minutes.
I got another story for y'all about somebody. Okay, go ahead. I'm gonna download, put your back into it.
I just like the way it sounds. Like that's how you can put that back into it. As long as Blog Talk doesn't fuck up, because I want to upload a song in the middle of a show. But we gonna see if we can put your back into it on deck or whatever.
For a freaky day.
I don't give a fuck. We play all that
shit. You won't let me get freaky.
I won't let you. You know what? The cuffs is off. Go ahead, Truth Teller. What you want to do? Now that I put your spotlight on you, what you saying? Don't back down. I'm just telling my story right now. Let me get out of the way.
Now, this is real serious, right? And I'm still contemplating if I should call the IRS. But my BD told me he wanted to claim my son. Now, he claimed my son on the test. He was supposed to give me back a G, a stack. And this motherfucker went and had another baby and spent all that money on the baby and gave me and my son shit.
And he claimed your son?
He claimed my son.
I'm not a fan of saying snitch, but snitch. Listen, like, it ain't no way in hell you gonna fuck up somebody's money. And I'll be honest, like, that's the reason why my ass ain't married today, because I was married, you know, all in love, whatever. Everybody loved me, but,
right.
You know what I mean? I got married young, and it was cool. But then when we got our taxes done, the nigga gonna say to his cousin, but we were real cool, or whatever, like, let me know when the mail come, because I don't want Waleah, that's my real name, I don't want Waleah to see the check.
Scheming.
First of all, most of the check was because of my son. We didn't have a kid together, you know what I mean? We didn't have any kids together, but it was because of my child, we even had a check to speak of, and, you know, I didn't tell him that I knew he was lying. I just was trying to be real nice to him one day, and then I snuck him in. You know what I mean? We met him at a, you know, a secret location, and then something real bad happened to him. And then he never fucked with me again after that. So, you know, I let him live, though.
He got what he deserved, this shit.
I let him live. Like, you can't, otherwise, you got to... I don't want to get fucked up, because 9 times out of 10, you lie to a person, you run that risk of them fucking you up. You know what I mean? And I'm a person, I don't really like consequences.
Niggas get killed for bread, like, for real.
Money, when it comes to, you fucking up, no, fucking up the money is worse than lying. You fucking up the money and you lying, woo! Listen.
Oh, by the way, he came to him February 1st. He had the baby February 27th.
Damn.
That money, and you spent it on that fucking baby by that fucking sealed-looking two-sided bitch.
You know what, if I was you, what I would do, I would get cool with the baby mom, right? I would babysit, listen. I would babysit one day, go through her shit, find his social security number, and claim her fucking child first. Like, what?
I ain't got no job. I wish I did.
Or was that illegal, what I just said?
Extremely.
Encouraging people to break the law and shit.
Did I just talk about breaking the law?
Waistline, you ain't good in your hood, Trayvon.
chick magnet, pipe drills. I'll game a chick, have her dad thinking it's real. Grind 9 to 5, 7 to 6. Got money coming from 95 and 76. I formed a union, 1776. Frank Lucas in 76. My mind right, my money right, what's up now? I'd rather be stuck up than stuck down. I'm mind blowing, getting paid as time going. It's 45, that's light work. You should see what my mind holds.
That money on your head, boy, you best believe you gone. We riding around all through the town, we smoking on that strong. We don't love them hoes, we just fuck them hoes, then we fuck them hoes and move on. Y'all lose the crowd, we move the crowd, we can do this all day long. We are, we are, we are, we are, we are.
Some reason we only got just the first verse in that version. Bastards. Probably some shit Dunny did. We're going to fix that up. I want the whole song. I love Reaching Boy Porter. He's going to suck it on that drawer. But cut short a little bit. What's up, Neil? But also uploading, we have some new music from my boy, Fame Black. We also got some new music on deck for my boy Mike Fowl. I fucks with that track. I think it's the name of it right now, but we got that on deck. I don't know. There's another little freaky song I like. Truth Teller, I like it a lot too. We'll play that joint after we play Fame Blacks. And the switchboard is giving me issues. Everybody, mic open now.
Can y'all hear me now?
Hello?
Good, yeah.
All right, good.
Okay, we all back now?
Yeah, I got your big. I got another caller. I'm
going to
open up.
I'm going to tell you something real quick about that song.
Women, wait a minute. 267-971. Welcome to Felicia on Radio. What's your name? Where are you calling from? 267? Okay.
All right, well, Truth Teller, what do you want to say?
Tired of this.
I think that song, you know, the hook of that song kind of reminded me of Nate Dogg.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yes.
I was thinking the same thing. Rest in peace, Nate Dogg.
Oh, I was thinking the same thing, yo. He's definitely doing this thing, Captain Hook. You know what I mean? Appreciate it. Where is my homegirl at? Shout out to everybody tuning in on the show, you know what I'm saying? we got another caller. There we go, finally. 302-715. Welcome to Police Shot Radio. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hey. Oh, gosh. Finally, girl, you was killing me. Trying to torch me. Hello?
Yeah.
Hey, girl.
Hello. Yeah, we got you.
Oh,
okay. We got you on the line. What's good? What's your name? Where are you calling from? Welcome to Sunny Shine Radio.
Well, this is your stepchild. This is Honest Fire Jr. Honest Fire,
wow.
Second on the third.
Oh, wow. Wait. I didn't know it was more than one.
This
oh, my God.
This your stepson, but you ain't raised me, like Nicki Minaj said. Well, I ain't raised him.
Yeah, that's my stepson.
I love that line.
stepchild. Welcome to the show. Well, wanted to get you to come on and share it on our topic about these liars. We exposing some liars.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Thinking, freaking liars. But so tonight's topic is, what is the worst lie somebody's ever told you? And how were you able to find out that it was a lie? Like, how were you able to find out?
Before I say, you know, what the lie was, I'm going to say the way I found out was by just being a real woman, just being a real bitch, a thorough bitch. Like, me, like, somebody lies to me, if a guy, okay, of course it's about a guy, but if a guy lies to me, and I find out it's another chick or whatever the case may be, whether I'm the other chick or she's the other chick, I talk to the other chick. I don't never go at females because men, they'll tell you, and not just men, I'm sure there's women out there that do stuff like this too. But, you know, in my case, men will make you look the worst to that other girl and make the other girl look the worst just to play a game, just to make themselves, himself feel like he's the man, like he's the dude. But how I found out was just being open, like just sitting talking to the girl and coming together and just coming, you know, down to the truth. You know what I'm saying? That's the way you have to do it.
And you know what? You know what, Junior? We won't have to have one day to really, really, really expose some shit. But and I know you'll like it. The way I'm gonna put it together is gonna be real, real banging, and we gonna love it. But definitely, thanks for calling. Chill with me because I actually have some more music I want to play. Another artist who I wanted to show some love to because he's grinds crazy, and he's talented. I have his music on deck. We're waiting for some music from my boy Fame Black to upload without fucking up the show. We're still waiting. We want to see. Let's all pray. We'll all talk. Be good. But I got to welcome to Philly Shine Radio my boy Rob Diesel. Welcome, welcome. What's good?
Yeah, you are. You know, I'm in here. You know, I'm actually late.
You're actually late. Because I'm going to tell you, like, you're late. That's at 11:30.
I ain't late, yo.
All right, Joe, Tom.
We're here, right?
He's here now. So, what'd you say, Truth Teller?
He on CP2.
I'm actually out of town right now till a week from today. I'm in New Orleans. I'm gonna go down. Yeah, I'm working down here, you know what I mean? Like, I'm out at the studio down here Friday, hit the radio on Thursday, do a show on Thursday, too. Like, I'm working down here, you know what I mean?
Nice. Well, definitely thanks for taking the time to call in. Shout out your Twitter, your Facebook and stuff, or whatever best way to hear your music for everybody who's not listening. Make sure you say hi to my co-host, Truth Teller, of course.
Yeah, what's up to everybody? And I got a website and all that, so like you could just find my Twitter on there. It's robdieselmusic.com. And if you're looking for the Twitter, Instagram, Cinemagram, all that. You don't know?
No, I don't.
Like
that's
it's like
really
it's like. Like
is it an app and stuff too?
It's like moving pictures. Like it's basically like an Instagram for like short videos. I don't know. I'll be trying to work with it.
Like,
I'll be seeing some
real.
I'll be seeing some funny shit on there.
I know it would be a whole bunch of doing it. I'm sure. You got some
females on there that's looking good though.
All right, we want to check out your Cinemagram. What is your Cinemagram, your Instagram, or whatever?
Everything the same. Everything 215 Rob Diesel. And like I don't know, like some people like be fucking up my name somehow, but it's RobDiesel.
That's for the retarded people.
Yeah, basically. But watch out, somebody might have been already spelling it wrong right now.
Well, hey, maybe it was me. But we have actually the song I want to play is Loud, and I fucked with Mara on a track. So tell us a little bit about the song before I play it.
Well, like me and Mara, like that's like my big brother. I know Mara. A couple years, like I used to be with him every day, and like he actually recorded that back two summers ago. But my engineer was playing, so I just got to it this summer because I couldn't get a hold of it. I had to go a whole new studio, all that. But wow, it's like it's a subliminal message in the song. It might sound like it's about a girl, and technically it is, but you know what I mean? If you really listen, you can tell who I'm talking about.
Uh-oh. So we got a subliminal message on this joint titled Wow, Rob Diesel featuring Mar on the track. Mm-hmm. Check it out on Philly Shine, y'all.
Mar on the track. Like a flower, wish I can give you my loving by the hour. You take my breath, baby, cause you're so fucking fine. And you influence me to stay all on my fucking grind. We're puffing loud, but my heartbeat's louder. We're puffing loud, but my heartbeat's louder. We're puffing loud, but my heartbeat's louder. Then my heartbeat's louder.
We puffing loud out. That straight take my breath away, just so that we get paid. Stay grinding every day, she really like a flower. Precious and so special, see, all natural, plus making me happy, a specialty. She gets me up, then I throw it down when I'm finished, though, just so I can roll up again. I ain't finished, no. And I did let the team hit, they seen what I deal with. I said it's something crazy, they said they ain't never feel this. It's a sticky situation when I really break it down and pull ahead. But my baby never ever make a sound. She is the loud type, come down, let you look sweet. And I only ever hit her when I get some good sheets. She said, when I do that, I always brighten up a day. I light her up, she blow my mind just like a magician. Hey, while I blow her kisses to the face, Mary Jane, I get faded, but my love won't ever fade away. No.
Precious to me, you're like a flower. Wish I can give you my loving by the hour. You take my breath, baby, cause you're so fucking fine. And you influence me to stay all on my fucking grind. We're puffing loud, but my heartbeat's louder. We're puffing loud, but my heartbeat's louder. We're puffing loud, but my heartbeat's louder. Then my heartbeat's louder.
First name sound like shower, but she got my last name. Diesel people, so she always almost in a bag, man. Looking good, she ticking, always up in my pocket now. Bad bitch, she my rider, but somehow she calm me down. When I'm not around, she get out and go and get around. Go and get it too, I say, whisper when the cops around. You could try and beg her, I said, she already in the bag. You probably wouldn't catch the same girl around, don't be mad. Cause she like my swag, how I hit it and I bagged her right. But I bag her up to let my brother slide through in the sight. Just roll with me though, and go with the flow. Let her hair blow in the wind, when I kiss her it begins. Mary Jane ain't the same, without her it be difficult. She really get up in my brain, then she go and get me gone. She make me stay up on my grind, all the time straight up. So every hour think about her, all we do is make love.
Girl, you're so precious to me, you're like a flower. Wish I can give you my loving by the hour. You take my breath, baby, cause you're so fucking fine. And you influence me to stay all on my fucking grind. We're puffing loud, but my heartbeat's louder. We're puffing loud, but my heartbeat's louder. We're puffing loud, but my heartbeat's louder. Then my heartbeat's louder.
I don't know if y'all heard me, but I started singing that shit too.
Yeah.
I like his passion and his voice. You take my breath away. I like it. Mar was like,
yeah, but only they was on beat and you wasn't.
Oh, I know I can't sing. I'm a rapper. I can't rap, but wait.
I'm going to show it right because I really have really started writing this verse for this song and I don't even know what the hell.
Truth telling crazy, but that's definitely professional. I fucks with you. I gotta get a full interview with you, right. Rob Diesel, coming soon. I would like to, you know what I mean, go through all your music and show some love. I've I've had it. I forget where I think I seen you perform at. I think it was Fluid or one of them songs.
What did you say?
No, I was saying I seen you perform a while ago. It's been in the
middle
yeah. or whatever.
Oh, I think it's probably the Arch Garage.
Arch Garbage. Arch Garbage. Arch Garbage. But like I said, I would like to show you some love and play some of your music. Definitely salute everything that you're doing, all your hard work, and you know what I mean. Give New Orleans hell. Show them where the fuck you from. 215 Robbie.
Exactly.
You know, I'm showing them what Philly about, man. Like, like you already know, like, knock them down here. They try to catch on to like slang and shit, though. I be catching people saying that shit that be around me, though. That shit kind of funny.
You know, the funniest thing is hearing a country person say John. They like, that's
oh,
Joan.
Oh, my God.
That Joan drolling.
Yeah,
like,
it's
a John.
There's actually, I'm working with somebody from Houston. My manager's from Houston, but that's not who's with me right now. And somebody from London, actually. And he a producer from London, and he here with me. And, we actually gonna be doing a radio show, too. And,
okay, you gotta look out.
Like,
well,
based off my series, you know, just, like, to give them extra, like, entertainment and all that, you know what I mean? It's good to do. People tune in. Like, we already started, but it's not official, so you know what I mean? So, like, whoever knows, like, it ain't really official, but I'm about to do some shows out in the UK and all that, too, and Houston.
Oh, wow, that's nice. Uh-huh. That's what's up. I love that grind, and I definitely keep going. If there's anything that I can do to support, help out, and I would like to even talk to you about that radio show because I am looking to expand Philly Shine Radio. I don't fight nobody's creativity. We got to get it pushing.
Look, like, for some reason, a lot of Thursday shows been coming up for me, like performances. And
mm-hmm.
I can't always get on there. So, like, you know, we could work something out because that's when it was going to be, Thursday, 10 p.m. to 12 a.m. But, I mean, I'm going to keep everybody posted on my website and all that. But I appreciate it.